This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg at 69, Arlington 71, and Lanham 71 degrees. Some of us could fall to 64 overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here, President Biden says the U.S. won't supply weapons to Israel for use in Rafah.
The tents are gone from the GW campus, but protesters promise future action. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why D.C. police moved in on the protest at GW. At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
What's behind a big run on water in Northwest D.C.?
Giants already kind of looted right now.
I'm Mike Murillo.
Paying the price for working from home, I'm Scott Gelman.
People sure are pressed about Apple's new iPad commercial, but what does the latest product have to offer? We'll check in with a tech correspondent at ABC News. It's 11.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least three deaths have been confirmed in central Tennessee and near Charlotte, North Carolina, after severe weather, including reported tornadoes. WTVFTV's Hunter Hoagland is in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads, making it even harder for first responders to do their jobs out here. We're seeing people out here with chainsaws trying to help them so they can get through. Others with bulldozers trying to pick up some of the debris.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says there is a general severe weather threat from Austin, Texas, up to Philadelphia tomorrow. Texas is already dealing with a heat wave that's challenging the state's power grid. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
With heat indexes over 100 degrees in Texas, ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, has issued a weather watch today. The number of thermal outages and the high energy demand forecast continue to rise. University of Houston energy economics professor Ed Hurst.
They're forecasting a peak demand today that's well in excess of what summertime peaks were just a few years ago. No net addition of generators. We're just driving ourselves into the ground here.
ERCOT says it's optimistic that grid conditions will remain normal. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Biden has warned Israel that the U.S. will not support an attack on Rafah. Biden tells CNN he deplores the fact that civilians have been killed by the dropping of U.S. bombs.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
He also says that the U.S. will continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of being able to respond to attacks. Officers remove a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University and clash with protesters, making some 33 arrests. Metro D.C. Police Department Chief Pamela Smith says there were signs the protests were becoming volatile.
Indicators that counter-demonstrators were covertly in the encampment and information that protesters from other schools were traveling to GW. In addition, items that could potentially be used for offensive and defensive weapons were being gathered.
The former interpreter for a Japanese baseball great pleads guilty to stealing a lot of money. CBS's Matt Piper.
Ippei Mizuhara has now pleaded guilty for illegally transferring about $17 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to pay off his own gambling debts. He's also pleaded guilty to signing a false tax return. The 39-year-old Mizuhara will be arraigned next week and faces more than 30 years in federal prison.
Under new rules, dogs entering the U.S. must be 6 months old and microchipped to prevent the spread of rabies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 here on WTOP on Wednesday night. It's May 8th, 2024. Reston at 71, going down to the 60s overnight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis for the top local stories we're following this hour. This is new tonight. A suspect is in custody after a shooting this evening at the Suitland Metro Station. A spokesperson for Metro Transit Police is telling WTOP all this unfolded about 9 this evening. Police are calling it a non-contact officer-involved shooting. They say the suspect was taken into custody without any injuries to police, commuters, or that suspect. Police also recovered a gun from the scene. The Suitland Metro Station, at last report, had been shut down for the investigation. Stay with us here on WTOP for the latest on this developing story. As you heard mentioned on CBS Hourly News, George Washington University says its campus is getting back to normal. As early this morning, pro-Palestinian demonstrators were kicked off campus. They were removed by police. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports that the protesters are promising to continue their demonstrations in the coming months, and he begins our team coverage.
Perry King is not a student. He says he spent the past few nights at the protest, and he's calling for a bigger, more disruptive protest in the future.
We've got to get out. Maybe we'll do something like they did in May in Vietnam, where we block off, shut down the whole city. I'm hoping for that.
American University student Si Shu says he wants more protests against Israel's war in Gaza.
We got definitely the focus, the attention. Hopefully we can see more to come.
Michael of D.C. believes shutting down protests like what happened here will have an impact on the presidential election.
I think that Joe Biden is really going to regret this. I think that Michigan was very close. Michigan has a huge Muslim population.
GW says University Yard will remain closed through the end of commencement May 19th. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
D.C.'s mayor and police chief are explaining why they ordered the pro-Palestinian encampment taken down at about 3 this morning. WTOP's John Doman with that part of the story.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says demonstrations at George Washington University were peaceful at the beginning.
But over the past few days, we began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says in recent days, campus police officers were assaulted. Some were entering buildings they weren't supposed to, and protesters had begun collecting items that could be used as weapons.
All of this led to my discussion and conclusion that we needed to change our posture. I briefed Mayor Bowser on Monday, and we began preparing for last night.
Asked about an oversight hearing led by unhappy House Republicans scheduled for later today and whether that influenced the timing.
It did not. All of the decisions that I've made is based on public safety.
And now that hearing won't happen. At the Wilson Building, John Doman, WTOP News.
About 5,000 D.C. customers are being told to boil their water after a water main break in Northwest D.C. WTOP's Mike Murillo says the water news in Upper Northwest led to a flood of customers at the grocery store.
That's the sound of D.C. water crews trying to clear the pieces of road and dirt from around a broken water main at 40th and Morrison. The break has resulted in a boil water advisory for much of Upper Northwest D.C. until Friday at the earliest. And Nicholas C., a host at Raku, a restaurant in Cathedral Heights, says they're trying to stock up on bottled water.
We already got a decent amount, even though Giant's already kind of looted right now. We have definitely a sufficient amount to serve the customer.
Also at that Giant is Bridget Naraki.
Got to stock up.
And what were your thoughts when you saw the shelves in there?
It went pretty quick, and the guy there is working really hard to try to keep up. So I felt bad for him.
Rebecca Moreno lucked out and got a couple of bottles for her cat, but for her.
Honestly, I'll just eat out, have another reason to.
In Northwest, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
It's 11:07. Tax bills for Fairfax County homeowners will be hundreds of dollars more next year. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports the tax rate is going up because fewer people are going into the office.
The 3-cent increase to the residential tax rate might not sound like a lot, but leaders like Supervisor Rodney Lusk say it's needed to offset a loss in commercial tax revenue.
We are in a place where I think we might have sustained problems over time, looking at the commercial tax base in particular.
They're attributing that loss to people still working from home, leaving office buildings in the county largely empty.
It is obvious that we will not be able to count on real estate and property tax to get out of our main issues.
That's Supervisor Andres Jimenez at a recent budget meeting. The tax hike means Fairfax County homeowners will see their yearly tax bill increase by an average of $450. It was included in the recently approved budget. Chairman Jeff McKay.
This is a hard but responsible budget.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The budget passed 9-1 with Supervisor Pat Herity the only lawmaker opposing it. Coming up here on WTOP, which U.S. airline has the highest satisfaction in first class? We have traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Maryland's primary election is May 14th. With three ways to participate, it's never too early to plan your vote. Between May 2nd and May 9th, you can cast your vote at an early voting center. You can also vote by mail. Request a ballot and make sure it's postmarked or placed in a drop box by May 14th. Or you can vote in person on Election Day. Find your local polling place, request a ballot, and more by visiting vote.md.gov/vote2024.
It's 11:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, let's go to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. A couple of slow spots in Virginia. Northbound 95, you've got the work zone bridge maintenance operations between the Rappahannock River and U.S. 17 Warrenton Road. You've got the left lane and the center lane block causing some delay. Once you clear that, though, be aware of the road work northbound 95 after Dumfries. Left lane is getting by, and that is also causing some delay. On southbound 95, two left lanes are closed between the Rappahannock River and Plank Road, Virginia 3, but that activity not causing any major delay. No major worries on 66 outside the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, westbound, starting around the Roosevelt Bridge, heading to the Roslyn Tunnel, right lane blocked, and then eastbound after Spout Run Parkway, you're going to find the right lane closed because of the road work. Not seeing a whole lot of activity anywhere on the Beltway, whether in Virginia or in Maryland. All lanes are clear. In the district, we had some earlier delays on the southbound side of the 11th Street Bridge. Looked like that was the people leaving the Nationals game tonight. Those delays have cleared out on the 11th Street Bridge, heading to D.C. C-295 and I-295, with DC-295 running in the clear in either direction between the 11th Street Bridge and the city-county line. Likewise, I-295 also running well. No major delays. The 3rd Street Tunnel looking just fine in either direction with all lanes clear. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to the 7 News First Alert Meteorologist. She is the chief meteorologist in this case, Veronica Johnson.
All right, it's been a hot one today. Those temperatures are dropping from the 80s down into the 70s. And we will have an evening with partly cloudy skies. Can't rule out a pop-up shower. But the main thing is, overnight, clouds will be on the increase. And after midnight, there will be some rain moving in. Expect a wet morning rush for your Thursday and a stormy afternoon and evening. Those storms on Thursday could be strong to severe going into the early night with hail and high winds. High temperature on Thursday, right around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
In Reston, it's 71, Bethesda 72, National Mall 77. Some of us dropping to about 64 overnight. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
Reddit saw advertising revenue jump 39% last quarter compared to a year ago. Reddit ended the quarter with 83 million users. J.D. Power ranks Delta Airlines number one among U.S. carriers for first-class passenger satisfaction. The Washington Business Journal says Foxtrot Market, which abruptly closed all of its D.C. locations, is facing at least three local lawsuits over unpaid rent. The Dow gained 172 points Wednesday. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets are mixed. Australia is down about 1%. Tokyo stocks up about 0.5%. Coming up for you on WTOP, Apple's introduction to its new iPad in the form of a TV commercial has received a crushing response. Controversy aside, what does the latest product have to offer? We'll go over it all with ABC News. It's 11:12.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know our members go above and beyond every single day. That's why this Military Appreciation Month, instead of hearing special thank you messages from us, we thought you might want to hear them from your friends and family.
I'm Ben from Navy Federal Credit Union. This Military Appreciation Month, I'd like to shout out to my first mentor, Stephen, from the United States Marine Corps.
Happy Military Appreciation Month. I'm giving a shout out to two of my very good friends for the last 20 years. Jason, Kansas, thank you for your service and carry on, my friends.
I want to give a shout out to my brother AZ1, RG Castillo. Thank you for all that you do for family and country. Happy Military Appreciation Month.
Hi, I want to give a shout out to my friend Colin, who's currently serving in the Army. Thanks for all you do. Happy Military Appreciation Month.
And from all of us here, Happy Military Appreciation Month. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Another thing to worry about, maybe with AI, it can now just look at our faces and realize which political party we belong to. That's later this half hour on WTOP 1113.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want? Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Sunday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
You've seen the long fence signs on decks, patios, and fences everywhere. They represent our long-standing commitment to always providing the highest quality of craftsmanship, service, and savings, too. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Good evening now. It's 11:14. An Apple commercial for the new iPad Pro tablet shows an industrial press literally crushing a TV and musical instruments, books, and more. It's created an angry backlash among many in Hollywood and other creatives. The ad is called Crush. It shows an array of various objects, including a record player, a piano, a guitar, old TV set and cameras, and a typewriter, along with books and paint cans and tubes, and even a classic arcade game, Space Invaders, getting compressed into the new iPad Pro. The commercial soundtrack, as you're hearing here, is Sonny and Cher's All I Ever Need Is You. Actor Hugh Grant referred to the commercial as the destruction of the human experience, courtesy of Silicon Valley. Controversy aside, what are these new iPads offering? We talked about all that with ABC News tech correspondent Mike Dubusky.
The first thing to know about the new iPads is that it's significant that we're seeing them at all. This is the first time that Apple has refreshed its iPad lineup since 2022. They've left the old models on the vine for kind of a while at this point, and iPad sales have seen a decline as a result. According to Apple's latest quarterly earnings report, iPad sales are actually down more than 16% year on year. So this, Apple thinks, will go some way to refreshing interest in the lineup of Apple's very popular tablet computer. They made some updates to the iPad Pro, the top-end model, as well as the iPad Air, which notches in one notch below the iPad Pro, sort of both relatively premium devices. The big news here is that the Pros are getting OLED screens. This is technology that we've already seen on the iPhone and the Apple Watch, also some high-end TVs. Now, richer colors, deeper contrast is coming to the iPad as well. They have actually put two OLED screens right on top of each other, what they call a tandem OLED setup, in order to get around some of the problems that are common with OLED screens, things like dimness and what have you. We're also seeing a new design on the Pros. They're a little bit thinner. If you can believe it, Apple actually calls these the thinnest Apple products ever, thinner even than the previous champion of that particular metric, the old iPod Nano. So these are as thin as 5.1 millimeters thick, which is actually very light indeed. They're a little bit lighter than last year's models. And they are also boasting some new under-the-hood hardware, Apple's latest M4 chip, which is their internally developed silicon. It's interesting that we're seeing this chip debut on a tablet computer and not something like a MacBook or a MacBook Pro. Apple really does want to say, message with these new devices that, hey, we haven't forgotten about the iPad. We still care about this device, and there's some under-the-hood hardware in order to support that.
I've never known the iPad to be particularly affordable, Mike, and I'm not complaining because it is a beautiful, elegant device, but are we talking serious money?
Absolutely. That is certainly not going to change with these new iPads. We are talking about the Pros here. The 11-inch model is $1,000. That's about $200 more expensive than the previous 11-inch model. The 13-inch model, the bigger iPad Pro, now runs for $1,300. And as we've seen in the past with devices like this, generally speaking, customers don't just buy the iPad. They buy a number of accessories, whether that be a keyboard. Apple did refresh the Magic Keyboard that comes alongside certain iPad models, or the Apple Pencil, which is their stylus. Apple also introduced a new version of that today, the Apple Pencil Pro, which, despite the sort of silly name, is kind of directed at more professional artists and that type of thing. So all just goes to show how Apple is trying to entice more people back into the iPad fold after they've seen a quarter of declining sales in that segment.
ABC News tech correspondent Mike Dubusky. Quick look at the top stories on WTOP. Much of Northwest D.C., especially Upper Northwest, under a boil water advisory. It's caused a run on the supermarkets. Dozens of arrests after the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University is cleared. Demonstrators say they'll be back. The House has overwhelmingly rejected an effort by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust Speaker Mike Johnson from his leadership position. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Now it's time for Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you very much, Dimitri. Starting in Maryland with a good-looking ride on the Capitol Beltway. No reported work zones anywhere, so all lanes are clear. No accidents to worry about. You do have the work zone in Prince George's County. This is utility work on westbound 198 at Schweitzer Lane. It's over in Laurel. You find two left lanes closed, so you're seeing some delay coming over from 95. The intercounty connector westbound between Needwood Road overpass and Redland Road overpass. Right lane is getting by that road work. Montgomery County, Old Georgetown Road northbound. Watch out for lane closures between Commerce Lane and Woodmont Avenue. Southbound 270, you've got the right lane closed on the local lanes between 370, the Sam Mike Highway, and West Montgomery Avenue, Maryland 28. And then southbound 270, right lane closed between 121 Clarksburg Road. And then northbound, the left lane is taken away near Clarksburg Road. In Virginia, still seeing some delays on northbound 95. This is because of the work zone that is around Virginia 234 Dumfries Road. Left lane only is getting by with some slowing. Also northbound 95 down in the Fredericksburg area, some delays north of the Rappahannock River heading up past Warrenton Road. This is because of bridge maintenance operations with the left lane and center lane blocked. Southbound 95, you've got paving work. Two left lanes closed between the Rappahannock River and Plank Road, Virginia 3. 66 westbound west of the Fairfax County Parkway out in Centerville. Maintenance work with the right lane and right shoulder closed, but not seeing any major delays past that work zone. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Next, it's 7 News First Alert. Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, warm and humid. Temperatures dropping off from the 80s down into the 70s. We'll have winds out of the west at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Light winds for tomorrow morning, but the bigger story is that we're expecting areas of rain and even an isolated thunderstorm or two. 64 to 69 degrees. The heavier weather, the threat of severe weather will be during the afternoon, evening, and early part of the night. We'll have a chance after 2 p.m. and up until about 2 a.m. Friday. And with any of the heavier storms, there could be some damaging winds, some hail, and maybe over a half inch of rain. High temperature Thursday around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
At the Wharf in D.C. tonight, 76. National Harbor, 75. Sterling, 72 degrees. A few suburbs will be down to 64. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Still ahead on WTOP, what is happening with the former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, the biggest name in baseball right now? Stay with us at 11:21.
The following is a paid message.
In her controversial song, Miley Cyrus says, "It's our party. We can do what we want. We run things. Things don't run we." Hi, this is Lon Solomon. And you know, when I heard this song, I thought, okay, this is how a lot of us feel, that we're in charge of our world. But my friends, that's just not true. The Bible says God runs this world, and that God has rules for our world, and that whatever we do, those rules have consequences, good or bad. Hey, folks, whether it's Miley Cyrus or you or me, the chickens always come home to roost. Not a sermon, just a thought.
If you'd like more information about Not a Sermon, you can check out our website at notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password,
for you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:23. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being here. The epic music of blockbuster film classics will soon echo throughout Strathmore. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley speaks to the conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
It's really, really wonderful to be able to come here and orchestra play film scores live.
Guest conductor Damon Gupton says the first half of the concert will feature classics from Hollywood's golden age, like Bernard Herrmann's hypnotic score for Vertigo.
It's stunning. It's a beautiful piece of music. I think one of the greatest pieces of film music we've ever had.
The second half features Gen X and millennial hits like John Williams' Jurassic Park.
We have the full grandeur and statement of trumpets, trombones, horns, percussion, and even glockenspiel on the entrance into the park. And then when we get a little more reflective, we have some quieter moments, violin, violas, cellos.
The concert is Thursday at Strathmore, North Bethesda, before a pair of Baltimore shows this weekend. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
The former interpreter for the highest paid athlete in North American sports history has reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors.
Ipe Mitsuhara will plead guilty to bank fraud and filing a false tax return for stealing almost $17 million from former Angels and now Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani while working as his interpreter. Prosecutors say Mitsuhara stole the money to pay off gambling debts. Our partners at ESPN report the money was being transferred to Real Housewives of Orange County cast member Ryan Boyajian, an associate of a bookmaker. When sentenced, Mitsuhara could get over 30 years in federal prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Artificial intelligence can guess your political affiliation based on your face, and apparently it's scarily accurate. AI has entered politics, but it's not what you think. A new study by the Stanford Graduate School of Business found AI facial recognition can actually determine your political beliefs simply from the look of your face. The study asked almost 600 people to take a political questionnaire while they were scanned by an AI algorithm, and the results were so accurate even the researchers were surprised.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
Here is Rob Woodfork.
Something had to give at Nationals Park. The Nats have the most come-from-behind wins in the majors, and the Orioles now have 103 straight series without getting swept after a wild 7-6 victory in D.C. The 12-inning battle of the Beltways was still a statement, even without the win, says Dave Martinez.
The Orioles come in here pretty hot, right? I mean, they're one of the best teams in baseball. They got one of the best records. We could have just said, hey, you know, we're down 3-1. We don't do that. We keep fighting. Yeah, you saw it tonight. I mean, that should be a pretty good wake-up call for those guys that we could play with anybody.
Jorge Mateo delivered the game-winning RBI single in the 12th inning, which, thanks to a pair of errors, scored himself as the winning run. The Washington Commanders will make NFL history in September by starting a different quarterback week one for an eighth straight season. It's just a matter of whether it's Jaden Daniels, who was on All the Facts No Breaks podcast.
They said whenever I'm ready, I'm ready. They didn't tell me, like, oh, like, you got to start week one. They just said, whenever you feel ready, we feel you ready. We're going to throw you out there.
Daniels also turned heads by admitting to host Keyshawn Johnson that he and former LSU teammate and now NFC East rival Malik Nabers have a $10,000 bet on who wins Rookie of the Year. The NBA's MVP is again Nuggets star Nikola Jokic, the first center to win three MVPs in 4 years since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back in the 1970s.